And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be Alabama. And I don't say that lightly. And I talk about this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, you're coming out of the break right now. If you kept your radios on during the break, and I hope you did, you heard advertisements. And so listen, hear this from me. The Right Side Radio is an independent business, all right? We are a separately owned business. We're actually a 501c3, but we sell ads as part of our revenue generation. So if you hear our show and you like what you hear and you're thinking, man, that just aligns with my business and I want to advertise on a show like that, you got to call us, all right? If you call the stations, you just got to refer you to us. So the best way to do this, if you'd like to advertise with Right Side Radio, I mean, we have an audience that we're told is over 30,000 people a week that are listening to this show, the top-ranked show in North Alabama. You go to our website, rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org. There's an advertising tab on there. Click it, and it has a way where you can send us a message. We got one in yesterday. We're following up right now. And I'll just tell you, our sales folks will be right with you. We'd love to have you on the team. So if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, go to rightsideradio.org. And click on the advertising and send us a message. We'll get you in there. All right. Hey, listen. So we got lots of text messages dropping in. Brand new texter in the string I see is initial J. So it's Jay Brown. Jay Brown from Madison. Boomer hadn't had a chance to even plug him in.
Jay Brown just got in.
Jay Brown just got put in the system. He says Trump has nothing to lose, and that's the kind of mindset and a leader we need right now. Said, I love what DeSantis is doing, but he has to worry about re-election. I have to go with Trump in 24. There you go. All right, you're fine, man. He says Trump Pompeo for 2024. That would be a strong ticket, I got to say.
Scott from Ardmore,
yeah.
He said he really enjoys the show. There's no substitute for the truth, but he's also turned his best friend onto the show in San Antonio.
Oh, sweet.
And he said, keep preaching.
San Antonio. I think is that where Fort Bliss is? Anyway, San Antonio, or is it Fort Sam Houston? It doesn't matter. You don't care. There's a fort there.
There's
somewhere.
A fort there. Yeah.
David from Huntsville is talking about Dale Jackson and his alligators. He says, what professional wrestler wouldn't wrestle an alligator? I don't know. Anita, probably a lot of them. Anita from South Huntsville. Says, I'd be willing to bet that if it crossed the minds of Democrat leadership that they would rather have the defense of the nation's satellite infrastructure situated in a blue state just in case the red states ever fancied defending themselves from impending federal tyranny. Well, there's that. But you know what? I'm not going down that road with you, Anita, but I'm going to tell you right now, it just needs to be here. It just does. What else we got here? MJ from Athens. As an older American, trying to explain politics to my 30-something only got me into trouble. As I tried to tell them, give it time, the truth always comes out, the Durham Report's an example of the truth always winning. I hope they can see it. That's a great point, man. Danny from Decatur, how about giving those FBI suits an NCIS gib slap to the back of the head?
A gib slap.
James Moen, Crossroads. Phil, these people who perpetrated this multi-year hoax that's now been revealed by the Durham Report can't be prosecuted under some statute. That maybe new laws need to be enacted so this doesn't happen again. Well, I don't disagree with that. You can't pass a new law and prosecute past behavior that were not illegal at the time. Although I think what they did, I think they certainly perpetrated some hoaxes on the FISA court. I think that they violated some protocols. I think they were reckless at the very least. The problem is they're going to be protected by sovereign immunity for their actions as long as they were in what's considered a, you know, not unreasonable position. But some of it was absolutely unreal. It was reckless. Anyway, we'll see where it goes. Hey, listen, back on the Space Command thing. So article here from NBC is the one that broke the story last night, and then 1819 picked it up right away. AL.com's got their piece on it. So how do you feel about it? Space Command in Alabama. Well, Senator Tommy Tuberville, who's at the center of the controversy right now, he said very clearly, his office did, I'm sorry, they pointed out that the senator wrote the Washington Post back in March saying, quote, the military's decision to place Space Command at Redstone Arsenal is what is best for national security and for taxpayers. If Mr. Biden overrules the Air Force, it'll be Washington at its worst, a president putting politics above plain facts. Space Command belongs in the Rocket City. And that's a great point. This is the home of so much of the space program. This is the history of spaceflight right here. And we also, by the way, have any number of other defense contractors who will be heavily involved at the, you know, the research park and other areas around the Huntsville area. You've got the support of being inside the wire at one of the best installations in the nation, Redstone Arsenal. And then on top of that, you got the history of the Missile Command and all the other space-related and rocket-related. And then there's just the history. There's just a tie-in. You got the Space and Rocket Museum, all of it. I'm just saying, and we passed every major hurdle we had to with flying colors. Number one choice. So what are our other delegation members saying? So I've got a piece here from 1819 News. Senator Katie Britt says President Biden's plans would irresponsibly yank a military decision out of the Air Force's hands in the name of partisan politics. She went on and says a few things that I've already said, but she says the president's blatant prioritization of partisan political considerations at the expense of our national security and military modernization and force readiness is a disservice and a dishonor to his oath of office as our nation's commander-in-chief. U.S. Representative Dale Strong, our freshman congressman, he's from Huntsville, former, he's been involved for the day one because he was on the county commission up there. He says, when the Air Force looked at what was in the best interest of national security, they chose Redstone Arsenal to house U.S. Space Command headquarters. Any deviation from that is a slight against those serving in uniform. And he goes on to say, the White House's inaction and hand-wringing have brought about the consequence of a two-year delay for the final basing of Space Command. Each passing day is another reminder the Biden administration is willing to prioritize bowing down to political pressure over what's best for the military and national defense. And then, of course, Tuberville, I already gave you his comments. And the governor, I gave you her comments a moment ago. I'm just going to tell you, I think a big part of this, and the speculation truly is, this is related to Alabama's laws on abortion, which is absolutely antithetical to common sense. It's jackassery at its height. I mean, when we're looking at, and I agree, Dale Jackson said it a minute ago, what are the odds? What are the odds that you're going to have the vast majority of Space Command members upset because they can't be stationed in a state that allows the killing of babies? I mean, what the heck? Really? That's your thing? Well, story on NBC says, the White House says Alabama's abortion ban was not a factor in its ongoing review of the decision to build SpaceCom permanent headquarters. Hint, hint, wink, wink, NBC's got the scoop. A White House official said that access to reproductive health care does not weigh in reproductive health care. That just ticks me off. That's like gender-affirming care. No, it's disaffirming. Reproductive health care. Well, you're not reproducing. Administration officials said the push not to headquarter SpaceCom in Huntsville also has nothing to do with Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville's blocking of at least 234 of Biden's military nominations. Okay, they're gonna maintain that thread. They got to, because they know what happens if it comes out that we find that email that says, hey, abortion laws, we don't like them. Move it to Colorado. I got a caller on the line. Is that our brand-new texter, Jay Brown? Jay Brown from Madison. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, sir.
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just on the current topic, I'll just say I'm active military. I was very close to the leadership members in the Pentagon that helped make the decision on where to base Space Command. And so okay. At the time, that what I can say is the leadership deferred to the White House, basically told the White House to stay out of it if you can. Let the Air Force make the decision and let it play out through a process. Well, looks like that has changed.
Yeah, I would say. But even still,
so it went from basically good advice to politics, which is unfortunate.
Well, first of all, by the way, thanks for your service, and appreciate that very much. So you were in the Pentagon when they were making these decisions, and I feel certain the Trump administration made a choice. You know, it wasn't just the Air Force; it was the Trump administration helping make the choice. But the thing is, since then, it's also been sort of proven out with all the studies and the reviews and the quality of life studies, and Alabama keeps coming up number one on the list.
Right. The process is very analytical. I mean, there's a lot of numbers and scoring, and that score just so happened to come out with Alabama on the top. But again, politics injected and kind of changed what was a completely fair system to what we see today.
Well, so what's your prediction? Having been so you're still on active duty now?
I am, yes, sir.
Well, so what's your prediction?
I'm hoping that cooler heads prevail. They look at the numbers and make the decision based on what the board decided. Because the Air Force has a basing board that makes these decisions, and then they submit it up the chain. And I think cooler heads will prevail. It'll end up here. Just if anyone being logical looks at the numbers, they'll say yes. Huntsville makes sense.
Well, it also makes sense because installation, Redstone Arsenal is a great installation to put it on, too. I mean, it's not like you have to build out all the infrastructure. A lot of it's already there.
Definitely. Capacity, infrastructure. Definitely. And we're working on the housing part, right?
Yeah, well, there's that, too. I mean, the one of the hottest housing markets in the entire United States. Everywhere else is running slow, and Huntsville's not. But hey, Jay Brown, thanks so much for being a part of the show. Glad you're in the tech string with us and glad you called in, man.
Yeah, thanks for what you're doing, too, spreading the truth.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Have a good day. Well, that was cool. And by the way, I have no doubt that there was a lot involved in getting this decision made. But since then, a lot has already been done. And like our last caller said, there's a lot of analytics involved. This is not just an emotional decision. This is one that is backed up by numbers. It just is. I mean, it's just I'm not saying anything just because I'm biased, even though I love Huntsville and I've got a lot of my own life in Huntsville. Still got a lot of family in Huntsville. It would impact a community that I love in this listening area that I love and a state that I love. But the reality is this. I also can objectively sit back and look at it and go, we won and Colorado lost. And if Colorado gets it, then that's the ultimate participation trophy, man. I'm just saying. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back from the break. I can already see the phones are ringing. May have some more calls on the line when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. So going to the phones right now. We're on Space Command. Got a couple of callers. Line two, Jack from, is that Jack from Center Star? Is that what it says? Yeah, Jack, how you doing?
Yeah, it's Zach with a Z.
Oh, Phil. Sorry about that. All right.
The Zacker, yeah. We've already spent a lot of man hours and a lot of taxpayer funds on the studies and the procedures to get approval for the Space Command location. And if the White House decides to nix it for whatever reason, because whatever reason they give us, you know it's a lie because these are dishonorable people. So for whatever reason, if they kill a program that's already been set up, then they should be on the hook for the cost of the studies and all the preparation that was entailed in this. And the House of Representatives, I don't know, deduct that amount from their next, the Democrats' next big program. I don't know. I don't know how they would do it, but somebody's got to pay for this besides me.
Yeah, well, I totally agree. And I don't know what the price tag has been, but you know, it's not just the federal government and the DOD paying for the studies on Huntsville. Then it's also what the state has paid out for the studies and the recruiting. And then there's what the city of Huntsville and the surrounding communities have paid out trying to draw it here and, you know, and maintain the good credit that they need to be able to get it here. You're right. I mean, there's been a whole lot put into making this happen just to have a political view taken on it. But we'll see, man.
Here you go. All that money should be returned to the state of Alabama, to the taxpayers, so that we can use it the way that we see fit.
All right, Zach, appreciate the call, man. Thanks for calling in. Line three, Thomas, Athens, how you doing?
Good afternoon, sir, Colonel. I'm trying to connect some dots on this. Number one, I think the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, has tentacles not only into this administration, but to other leaders in the government and maybe even legislature, and who knows where else. Number one. Number two, with all of the analytics and assessments, with Huntsville coming out on top of the Space Command location, all these 21 requirements, and Colorado coming in third or fourth or fifth, I think the Chinese would just love to have a less effective Space Command located in Colorado than a more effective Space Command located in Huntsville to be a defense force for the Chinese Space Force, which they are developing like crazy.
So, all right. So let me ask you this, and I'm not arguing with you. I'm asking you to spitball it with me. How is it you believe that being in Colorado makes Space Command a less effective member of the fighting force?
Because of the analytics. Your guest went through that. There were at least 21 requirements. I don't know if it came out on top of all of them, but we were number one, if not maybe number two in one of the tests. Multiple assessments that the previous caller talked of. We paid a lot of money. The government paid a lot of money for these assessments and came up with the correct decision. I do not think it's about abortion. I do not think it's just about politics. I think it goes way deeper than that.
Wow. Okay.
Just me.
All right. Thomas, Athens, appreciate you. Thanks for calling in, man.
Yes, sir. God bless.
All right. Well, listen, I mean, if you got an opinion, you're welcome to it. Text it on in. I can see one right now. Mike from Rainbow City, he just texted in. He says, it's obvious that Biden and his Nazis, he says, will do anything to maintain and even gain more power. Well, we've seen that already with the 2020 election, haven't we? Colin from Decatur says, we also need people to stop saying things like pro-abortion to start calling them baby killers. It's time to start using their tactics against them. Yeah, you know what? Quit letting them get away with calling it reproductive health care. Jay from Fairhope says, remember, President Johnson decimated Huntsville before by moving NASA from Huntsville to Houston. Punishment by Democrats is nothing new. Wow, Jay, that's an interesting point. Yeah, you know what, though? Since that time, Huntsville has become a four-star command for material command, headquarters for what is being considered one of the major FBI installations, and the defense industry is huge there. So I am hoping, brother, that what that means is it's a lot harder to argue about moving it away. I mean, there was a time when Huntsville was literally cotton fields and redstone arsenal. In fact, if you look at the history of Huntsville, a great piece written by a man who just passed away, who I just thought the world, Ray Jones, who was a mainstay. Jones Valley in Huntsville is named after his family. But Ray Jones wrote the history of his father being involved in trying to keep Redstone Arsenal from being sold off at a salvage auction. Isn't that amazing? The idea that in the 50s, the government was thinking about getting rid of Redstone altogether because they just didn't know about putting something here in a small Alabama town. And a bunch of key leaders got together and said, no, this is worth saving. Look, if you'll do this, if you'll build it up, we'll do these things and put it together for you. And they did. And they saved Redstone Arsenal. And now we're talking about one of the most major installations in the entire DOD inventory with all kinds of assets and the stringers and the things that it brings to a community. The second and third order effects of having Redstone Arsenal in our state, unparalleled. That's why when you've got an installation like a Fort Rucker, a Maxwell Air Force Base, an Anniston Army Depot, I mean, I can look and tell you what happened to Anniston when they lost Fort McClellan. Huge impact. Well, we're not going to let that happen, and we're not going to sit idly by with Space Command being used as a bludgeon. All right, folks, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. It's time for some adventures in Woke World. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.